Hello?
Hello? Am I with Vicky?
Yeah, speaker.
Hi, Vicky. My name is Aaron. I'm calling from MMA Legal. How are you?
I'm all right, aye.
That's good. Vicky, I'm just giving you a call in regards to your Scottish redress application that you started with ourselves.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, so you have roughly around about 10, 15 minutes to have a chat to myself. Is that okay?
Yeah, aye. I'm just looking for another month.
Perfect. Vicky, just for data protection, can you confirm your address for me, please?
It's 9 Sobby Place.
Perfect. And the postcode?
EH16 4YS.
Perfect, Vicky. Thank you very much for that. So just to let you know as well, Vicky, that these calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, Vicky, at the point of my call today, obviously, you are now through to the investigation team here at MMA Legal. And all I'm here to do is just gather some further knowledge in regards to how your time and care has affected you, and if it does still apply on you to this day.
Yeah.
I'll ask you a series of questions, just gathering the best knowledge I can about yourself so we can represent you the best way that we can. I shall get some details in regards to where you are registered with your doctors and confirm your care settings with you so we can request the records from the relevant authorities. And then I'll give you a little bit of a summary on how the case is going to progress for the future.
Once we receive
the records from yourself, I'll also go through the summary on how this case is going to progress with you, and then go through the legal fees, and then I'll be able to send you back on your way.
Okay.
So just so I can start off by gathering the best knowledge I can about yourself, are you able to tell me whether you're suffering from any mental health issues at all?
Sorry, I can't hear you because of that.
You said it already.
Start gathering the knowledge on yourself on whether you are currently dealing with any mental health issues at all?
Yeah.
Okay, and what is it that you may be suffering from?
How did you send that, via email or via WhatsApp?
Anxiety. I've got post-traumatic.
You sent it via WhatsApp. Okay, can I pop you on hold just while I check our WhatsApp? Great, 1 moment.
I've not really got any diagnosis of ADHD or that, but I would assume that I've got that, and depression.
Okay. Are you currently taking any antidepressants at all?
Yeah, I'm on sertraline.
Okay. And how long would you say you've been suffering with these symptoms for?
I think I've had anxiety and depression my whole life.
Okay, and do you drink any alcohol or take any recreational drugs or something?
Hi, Mr. Smith. We just checked this from the mobile and speaking it to you on now.
I used to drink quite a lot, and I used to use
recreational.
There we go. And I used to smoke weed
quite
a lot.
Picture you sent us.
Yeah.
So it looks like we've only received the one where you took a picture of your address, but we need a picture of the entire letter.
And one question I do have to ask, I do apologise and ask, and so, as I said, it's just what I think I've got to talk about yourself. Have you ever tried to self-harm or take...
So I'm looking at the WhatsApp messages now, and we
asked
you to take a picture so that we can see all four corners of the document. So it can't just be...
Did you attempt an overdose?
Sorry?
And it doesn't look like you
did.
Did you
eat that? Did you attempt an overdose?
It looks like you sent your message on the 24th
yeah.
Facebook. Okay. You have read it, but we haven't received the full document.
I've got this, some people would class it as self-harm, but...
Right,
just,
perfect. If you send it to me, once
I
come through on WhatsApp, I'll just pop your message back just to the name you receive it, okay? And then we'll be in touch to discuss further. Is that okay?
Yeah,
Because we're still awaiting this this proof of address.
When you attempted your open visit, was you hospitalised?
Sorry.
Yeah, I was sitting in a...
Perfect, thank you. Take care.
I was sitting in a hospital for a day.
Okay, and can you remember what hospital you may have been admitted to?
I think it was the Royal Edinburgh. Psychiatric hospital.
And you said that you was roughly in there for about 24 hours.
Yeah.
Okay, Vicky, thank you very much for being open and honest with them questions. I do appreciate that. I know it takes some courage to do so. So, yeah, I do appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Just moving on so we can gather some further details from yourself. Where are you currently registered with your doctors?
In Craig Muller Medical Practice.
Is that in Edinburgh as well, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got that here on... is it Nidri Main Road?
Yeah.
Did they say that right, did they?
Hi.
Oh, wow. Okay. Perfect. And how long have you been registered with your doctors for?
Probably about 20 years.
Did you say about 20 years?
Hi.
Okay, that's not a problem.
I don't know, I can't even remember.
And obviously just going through just in regards to what you're going through at the minute with your, you know, anxiety and PTSD, have you made your doctors aware of this yet?
Yeah, my doctors know that they've known for a long time. Like, I've been on lots of other medication over the years.
Yeah.
But I've been in hospital for other things. But see, my anxiety, like, I never really understood it until I had my kids. And then when I had my kids, like, I had them, and I kind of still do, but I didn't. I used to have a massive theory, like, my kids getting taken off me.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Obviously, it's kind of like a reflection of, you know, possibly, like, what or how you've gone through, like, the care system and how you've been separated from your parents, maybe.
Oh, well, see, but when we were, like, taken into foster care, it was, I remember, it, usually it was during the night, because my mum had, she was a self-harmer, and it'd be a case of, like, police and social work coming in, taking me out of my bed, and then taking me to emergency foster care or something like that, so,
yeah.
Like, there's bits of that I remember.
Yeah, okay. I am sorry that you are experiencing what you're experiencing. And, you know, us as a law firm, you know, we're here to help you maybe receive some closure in all of this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, obviously the more evidence and the more that you open up to us, the more that we can strengthen your case to present it to the Scottish Government.
Yeah.
So yeah, no. Again, obviously, we do apologise for what you're experiencing at the minute, but you know we are here to support you along the way, the best that we can. Okay, so going to your care settings where you were based, obviously as a young child. I can see that you was in foster care. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And was that foster care in Edinburgh, was it?
It's Stuart Thiemer.
Yeah.
Okay, and was you only placed with one set of foster parents, was you?
No, I don't know actually how many, but I do know what I can remember three at the most. And so one of them was a really nice family, And then there was one that I can't remember, but I was separated from my brother for that one. And then the other one, like, that was the one that wasn't nice at all. Like, the woman wasn't very nice to us. She used to put us to bed at, like, 5 o'clock. We were just a pay packet for her. She used to lock us in our bedroom at night, and we'd have to do the toilet in our bedroom.
You need emails and then sugars.
I do apologise. You know, it felt like that for you. I know it's not the nicest thing, especially when you know you are a vulnerable child and or a teenager at the time, and or you know needing is you know some care from some sort of adult, shall we say? You know, it's not the nicest. So, yeah, I do apologise about that. But with your three placements in foster care, were they all under the same local authority of Edinburgh City Council?
Yeah, it would have been.
Okay, so what we'll do this year is we'll request for your records from Edinburgh City Council and obviously your medical records alongside it as well. Once you receive them records back, would you like us to go through them records with yourself?
Yes, please. I've never actually seen them.
Of course, they are your records. You're more than entitled to see them.
Some of the stuff that, like, I'm telling you as well, that, like, if that's more documented, is that going to be seen as viable?
It is still used in your application because the redress scheme are aware, you know, not everybody is able to report incidents or... You know, they didn't have the environment around them at the time to be able to, you know, talk to somebody about this. And even if they did talk to somebody, you know, they're also aware that it was not always logged. It wasn't always documented. So they always go off what your statement is. And obviously, if you can back that statement up with anybody around you, you know, family, friends, anybody who is aware of how you was treated in care, you know, if they're willing to do statements to go along your application, that works in your favour as well. That does strengthen your case also. So obviously, if that is an option to yourself, then you know, kind of like put the feelers out there to the people around you.
Well, my brother, he was there as well. I'm trying to get him to go on yours, and I think he will.
Yeah.
But he's not got a lot of memory of being it. He's not got a lot of memory at all when we were younger. But there's parts of it, like when I speak to him about it, he does remember stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Well, obviously, we can work with what information he's able to provide us, and then from there, you know, if we do need any, you know, additional information, any statements to back it up, or you know, anybody who again is aware of what he went through, other than your brother. You know, as I said, the more information that we can receive from yourself and from your brother, you know, the more evidence that we've got to go at to present within your application.
Mm-hmm. Do we have to go to court or that?
No, so I'm going to give you a little bit of a summary now of how it's all going to work out. But to answer your question quickly, no. So your case is dealt with behind closed doors by an independent panel within the Scottish Government. So you or I don't have to attend anywhere. All I'll be informing you of, like down the line, is when they'll be dealing with your case and also the conclusion to your case as well. So this can roughly take around about 6 to 12 months. In that time, we will be updating you at least once a month or every 6 weeks in regard to how we're doing with your case and what we're doing to strengthen it the best that we can. What we do first and foremost, like to fight for as a law firm, is an official apology from the Scottish Government in regards to recognition for the wrongdoing during your time in care, but also fight for financial compensation for yourself as well.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So what I'm going to do before I do come to the conclusion with this phone call is, as I said, I'm just going to run through some legal fees with yourself, just so you know obviously where we stand and where you know what's applicable to yourself as well. I just need to go through this from my compliance team. Once this is done, I will formally ask you whether you're happy to proceed with LMA Legal to represent you moving forward, and then you'll be good to go to enjoy your nice Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
No worries, Vicky, thank you. So Vicky, when it comes to the Scottish Redress application, you are applicable to three types of funding. Option one is that you can apply to this application yourself without a solicitor or a law firm representing you, and that's just you gathering your own evidence and presenting your own case to the Scottish Government. Option two is that you can instruct a different solicitor or law firm in England or Scotland who participates in the Scottish Government legal fee scheme, where they are paid £2,000 to handle and deal with your case. Whether you win or lose, then law firms don't charge any fees. With option three being ourselves, we are a private and independent law firm. We don't accept any handouts from the Scottish Government. We just work on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if for whatever reason the case didn't go in our favour, we wouldn't come and cheat into any legal fees. We wouldn't like to put that financial burden or stress upon yourself. We are covered in that sense. But if and when the case does work in our favour, we do take a percentage of 16% plus VAT, and that is a capped percentage. So it does not matter on whatever financial compensation you may receive, you'll never come looking for more. We just do want to be settled for the time, work and effort that's been put into your case to the best way that we could.
So did you say 16%?
So yes, so it's 16% plus VAT. So that's a total percentage of 19.2%.
And I suppose, like, see the success rate.
Yep.
Would it be better to do something like put into the Handy MMA?
I mean, I'm not gonna legally, kind of bribe you to use it. It's completely your decision. Because obviously that's just completely wrong of me, and I'll hold my hands up and say I wouldn't do that to anybody. But what I will and can admit, the success rate when dealing with these schemes is roughly around 99%. And that's not me just trying to say, oh yeah, use us. That's just generally speaking. In all my time I've been dealing with the Scottish Redress Scheme, I've never seen a case turned away or refused. That's my honest answer. So obviously with ourselves, you know, we do put a lot of work into our cases and try and get the best and biggest compensation that you guys do receive. Now obviously for the levels of abuse that you've suffered in here, it does go within four different categories, and it goes up from level 1 to 5 per category. Now obviously all in all, you are entitled to up to, and I'm not saying this is your figure, but you are entitled up to £100,000 for this claim. The average payout is around about £55,000. And obviously that, as I said, it does just depend on the severity of your case, and that just goes from the four different types are physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse and neglect. So obviously whatever you fall within them four categories is how they assess your compensation levels.
So emotional abuse and neglect as well, like that's pretty, does it go on the effects that it's had on you?
Well, the effects it has on you plays a part, the long-lasting effects, even potentially 20, 30, 40 years after care, it can still be affecting people. But also, it just depends on, as I said, the levels of how you might have been emotionally abused, how you might have been neglected. The panel decides what level or grade is the level of what you've been neglected or abused within. For example, emotional abuse is, humiliation, intimidation, threats, persistent verbal abuse, psychological harm. You know, neglect is, you know, failure to provide clothing, food, medical care, supervision, education, or even, you know, emotional care or as well. So when we get a formal statement down the line in regard to exactly what happened, what the circumstance was, how it made you feel, I know obviously you've given a brief statement already, but we have a specialist team that deal with them statements and, you know, weighed it. So again, you know, so we're strengthening your case. They weighed it formally. They're able to gather all the evidence together and then present this case to the Scottish Government. And so at some point, as I said, within these 6 to 12 months, you will get a phone call from my specialist team who will get that statement off you. So obviously between that now and obviously throughout the journey, as I said, if you've got anybody close by who is aware of, you know, how your care settings have affected you or your time in care has affected you, if they can write up, you know, a little bit of a statement on, you know, on your, well, for your behalf, it will strengthen your case. So just obviously have a little ask around and get them to do that, and you know, whenever it suits you, you can just give us a call and say, you know, I've got XYZ here who has, you know, done a statement for me, how can I send it, and we'll give you our sending details. Okay, Vicky, so with all that information and the options being led out to you, are you happy to proceed with MMA Legal to represent you moving forward?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much for confirming that, and we're happy to be helping you throughout this case and represent you the best way that we can. Okay, so that's okay. Before I let you go, is there any other questions that I can answer for you at all?
Here you say, like, you can get people to support you, like, because obviously there's quite a lot of things that aren't documented. You're not going to go and say to your doctor, like, this is how I've been behaving because of this. Like, so over the years, there has been a lot of stuff that I've behaved, or the way that I've been, or with my kids or whatever, has been because of the effects of being in foster care. And so, like, with a statement, say my partner, for instance, about how he's seen it, how it's affected me.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, no, of course. So all that could go within your statement further down the line. My specialist team will grab all that information off you. Because obviously we do understand, and even the reader scheme does understand, it's not just yourself that, you know, can be affected. They can have a ripple effect to the people around you, you know, family, your friendships, if you've had any relationship struggles as well. Because, you know, we understand that from being in them care settings and being asked at the post, you know, people not listening or meeting your needs, you know, it can develop severe trust issues towards meeting new people or building relationships. You know, we understand that. So when we gather all that evidence from yourself and present it, you know, it really can strengthen your case. Okay, anything else that I can help you with, or any questions at all, Vicky?
Yeah, no, that's everything, thank you.
That's okay, that's not a problem. As I said, my name is Aaron, and this is our contact number to call us best on. If you do have any questions or queries in the meantime, either myself or one of my colleagues will happily assist you. Obviously, the notes from our phone call today will be on your case file. So, my team would have known what we've spoken about. If there is anything that pops into mind between now and our next phone call, feel free to just give me a call. Okay.
So, sorry, see my brother. Should I try and get him to get in touch with you as well through this number?
Of course, yeah, of course. If he goes through and does the application himself, like by finding it online, he's more than happy to do so. If not, and he's not really good with technology, he can give us a call and we can go through the application for him.
Okay, thanks very much.
That's not a problem, Vicky. It's my absolute pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You too. Thank you very much for your time and enjoy your afternoon. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye now.